Let us pray. Loving and redeeming God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be beautiful in your sight, O Rock and Redeemer. Amen. So I had a friend in college who grew up in urban Los Angeles. He grew up in a family of Asian immigrants. And he grew up in an environment in which he never really experienced nature. He had gone to the beach, but if any of you know, going to the beach at Los Angeles may actually sometimes just be sand and water. But he had never really, truly been out in nature. He actually admitted that he was afraid to go hiking. As an Oregonian, I didn't understand that. So he was a pre-med major, and so he had to take a biology class, and in that biology class, one of the field trips was to go to the tide pools that were close to our campus. I went to a school in Marin County, and for those that know, Northern California's coasts are very similar to Oregon's coasts, just maybe a few more days of sun. And so not far from campus, you could actually get out into the rough coast and into the tide pools, and you could see some teeming life, sea life, very close. So because it was a field trip, my friend thought it would be really awesome to be the snappiest dressed guy at the field trip. So he wore all white, brand new white sneakers. I wasn't in the biology class, but I remember hearing from him after the class and seeing his face after he said, "My shoes are no longer white." And I think about this story in relationship to our story from Numbers about the Israelites, because I recognize that my friend was unprepared for the wilderness. He wasn't necessarily ready for what he was going to experience. Like the Israelites, they didn't know what they were going to experience. Maybe they were unprepared. Maybe they didn't have the ability to even prepare. Because if we acknowledge it, they were coming out of slavery, which means they probably didn't have all the resources that they needed. So when they got into the wilderness and they started recognizing that there were things out there that could hurt them like poisonous snakes, they go, "What do we do with this? I don't know how to handle this. We don't have the resources to do this." So they complain to Moses. They complain to God. And they said, "Help us. Help us figure this out." Much like I would say the early Christian church during John's time would also be struggling with. Struggling with the reality of living in a world that honestly you are a minority in. Those who follow Christ at this time were a minute percentage. They were likely persecuted. They were likely people that had to hide maybe who they were to the world. And yet, in the midst of that, John is trying to speak to hope. That maybe the Israelite and the early Christian church were experiencing a time of disillusionment. A time in which they didn't understand why things were the way they were. Why did we have to be hurting the way we are hurting right now, God? Why is this necessary?
This should be interesting. This should be fun. If I live long enough to do it all, I am old. It's
And then I find and think about our lives today. And maybe if you are a little like me, you've had moments in the recent past in which you have felt disillusioned. You felt upset. You have felt unprepared for what is happening in our world and in our lives right now. And that can be deeply, deeply unsettling. And fascinatingly, both God and Jesus are speaking in to this context. God tells Moses to make an image of a serpent and put it on a staff. And those who look at it will be healed of their poison. And then John says that Jesus is the person we can now look at and look to relieve our poison. And I think that I will deliver the other two Peter Maxes to yet another son. There is hope in the midst of our discomfort. There is hope in the midst of our pain and our struggle. But the unknown can be scary. The unknown can be daunting. And like Moses led the Israelites into the wilderness, away from the lives they knew in bondage, leading them into the unknown of freedom, like Jesus was leading the early disciples into a new way of being unknown to the lives they led, we are called as Christians to shed the knowing of a life that is inhibiting us and grow into a life of freedom. A life of freedom in Christ. Jesus is the beacon in the darkness. If we are to study and to look at and to exemplify the life that Christ led, Christ did some very radical things that are still even radical today. He welcomed women fully into his community. He healed the sick without question. He loved his neighbor. He made reconciliation between enemies. He spoke to the poor and widows. He called us into the unknown to see the beauty and love of a freedom. So friends, may we, as we journey in this time of Lent, remember that in the midst of our struggle, in the midst of our pain and our hurt, in the midst of our unknowing, our anxiety, that there can be a calming presence we can call to as Christians, as followers of Christ. Amen.